Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Peace and blessings. This is Empress Imani, and welcome to this episode of Sacred Love Lessons. Everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent on the universe rather than receiving an imprint from existence. Barbara Marciniak. I'm Empress Imani, inspirational teacher of sacred love lessons. I help women to honor the love within so they too can manifest the life of their dreams. We're in season 5, Be Your Own Guru, 12 Secrets of the Sacred Saber. Sacred Love Lessons is brought to you by House of Sacred Love, where every day is self-love day. Learn how to define your dreams with precision, set clear intentions, maintain your vision with consistency, and take inspired action in the right direction. You can book your clarity coaching session today at houseofsacredlove.com. That's houseofsacredlove.com. Our objective today is to determine our goddess frequency. We can harness the power of our goddess energy to shape our reality, manifestations, and destiny. Our thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and words are the seeds of our reality. We can use these seeds to expand our consciousness and raise the vibration of our planet. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Every thought, belief, emotion, and action is a form of energy and vibrates at either a high or low frequency. High frequency sound waves include frequencies that promote feelings of love, peace, and harmony. One frequency associated with love is 528 Hz, also known as the miracle frequency. 528 Hz resonates with the heart chakra, fostering feelings of love and compassion. Another frequency, 639, is linked to love and relationships. 639 Hz helps to improve communication, understanding, and connection with others. Low frequency sound waves, also known as infrasound, are below the range of human hearing, around 20 Hz. Low frequency vibrations like 20 Hz can sometimes be felt rather than heard. Infrasound can create feelings of unease and anxiety, potentially leading to physical discomfort that can be interpreted as fear. Our vibrational frequency is our state of being and well-being. We give out vibrations the same way we give out thermal energy. These vibrations are subject to our subconscious mind and have magnetic powers that attract things, situations, and people in harmony with our state of being. Conversely, we can repel anything that is out of sync or not a vibrational match. We can control our vibrational frequency by mastering our subconscious mind and accessing the energy of our inner goddess. The law of mind states that we can choose how we interpret, experience, and shape our world. There are many ways to determine our goddess frequency. We will cover a few. One way to tap into our goddess energy is to ask her questions. This process stimulates our super conscious mind. Some questions to ponder. Who am I? Who am I? What do I desire? What do I desire? Why am I here? Why am I here? What is my sacred purpose for this incarnation? What is my sacred purpose for this incarnation? What are my superpowers? What are my superpowers? Those are some questions to ponder. Who am I is a foundational question because all change must come from within. We are solely responsible for our conditions. Our self-conception is the cause of all of our circumstances. Our minds is what makes it real. So you want to feed your mind with whatever thought forms you desire. Now, thought forms are a pattern of thought that radiate energy, resulting in the physical manifestation of the object in which you have constantly been thinking. For example, one thought form could be, all things are working together for my good. all things are working together for my good. The results of this thought form can make you feel like you have the Midas touch, because thought forms live inside our aura and are projected outward through our chakras. So you want to focus your attention and be completely conscious about your thoughts. Then channel and redirect your thoughts whenever they go against your desires. Remember, everything flows where our attention goes. Another way to tap into our goddess energy is through our senses. All 11 senses are our tools: sight, smell, hearing, touch, taste, and all the clair senses are our tools. Today we're going to focus on our intuition. We must listen to the small whispers and nudging within our body and spirit. Doing so will help us to get into vibrational alignment with what we truly desire. Are you naturally called to the energy of a certain goddess? One goddess I've been called to is Bastet. Bastet is the Egyptian goddess of protection, pleasure, and the bringer of good health. She is the keeper of secrets and is known to protect women and children. And for some reason, I have just been called to Bastet. I've been watching videos with cats, just endless cat videos, and I've just been noticing cats wherever I go. So check in with yourself to see if you are drawn to a certain goddess or energy of a certain goddess. What are people constantly saying about you? For example, do people tell you how wise you are? If so, you may align with Goddess Sophia. Goddess Sophia is the goddess of wisdom. Another way we can determine our goddess frequency is through meditation. Meditation and visualization serve as conduits for clarity and resonance. The goal is to align our vibration with the things we desire in life. Focus your energy on your imagination. Daydream, fantasize until your dreams feel real to you. Another way to tap into our goddess energy is through sound. Sound is creation power and can affect us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It can act as a tuning fork to help us match a certain frequency. We create sound when we speak, and our words carry energy, frequency, vibration, and intention. Sound can affect our feelings and mood, and the right sound can create portals and help close the gap between our inner and outer worlds. Researchers have found that listening to sounds at 432 hertz has a calming effect on the brain and nervous system. Studies have shown that this frequency has a natural resonance with our bodies and is in harmony with our own biological vibrations. The 963 hertz acts as a doorway to more profound spiritual experiences. Its frequencies make us feel more connected to our surroundings and experience unconditional love, divine connection, and spiritual enlightenment. Recent research has shown that sound, electromagnetic, and scalar waves can affect our cellular activity. We can reprogram our DNA through the sound of our words and music. Therefore, by using the correct resonant frequencies, we can speak our reality into existence and use music to activate light codes contained within our DNA. Light codes are energetic frequencies, symbols, and patterns that carry information and instructions that assist in our spiritual growth. These codes activate dormant potential, elevate consciousness, and connect us with higher realms of existence and goddess energy. Another way to access our goddess energy is through our dreams. The dream recall frequency is how often you remember your dreams. Some people remember their dreams every night, while others rarely recall them. People who frequently remember their dreams tend to be more creative, tend to be open to new experiences, and have greater connectivity in the brain's default mode network. This default mode network is linked to self-defining processing and mind wandering. There is no one answer to why some people remember their dreams more than others. However, there are a few things you can do to improve your dream recall, such as improve your sleep quality. Make sure you're getting enough sleep each night and that your sleep environment is dark, quiet, and cool. Set an intention to remember your dreams. Before you go to sleep, tell yourself that you want to remember your dreams. Then say aloud, "I remember my dreams upon waking. I remember my dreams upon waking." Listen to sounds while sleeping. Studies suggest that stimulating the brain with specific frequencies can influence dream content. For instance, 40 Hz stimulation promotes lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is a state where you realize you're dreaming while you're still in the dream. You become aware of your surroundings and you can control the dream's narrative to some degree. Check out that movie Inception. It's a really good example of lucid dreaming. Next, keep a dream journal. Keep a pen and notebook by your bed and write down your dreams as soon as you wake up. Even if you can only remember a few fragments, write them down. Write down your emotions, smells, colors, locations, people, time of day, anything you can remember. You can also keep an audio dream journal and record the events of your dream that way, if that's easier for you. Then talk about your dreams. Talking about your dreams with someone you trust can help you to process your dreams. Sometimes being a prophetic dreamer can be quite scary, I know, and talking through your feelings can help you process them and notice reoccurring things. Then, the next way that you can access your goddess energy is through pineal gland activation. Recognizing our unique energy signature is a good start to awakening our kundalini energy. This kundalini energy leads to our pineal gland. The pineal gland is a spiritual antenna, and an awakened and attuned pineal gland leads to a higher level of consciousness and enlightenment. Now, there are some ways that you can stimulate the pineal gland. One way is body movement. This can include exercise, yoga, things like that, Tai Chi, Qigong, things that will stimulate body movement. The next thing is drinking clean water. Drinking lots of filtered water, showering, or bathing in clean water can help to activate your pineal gland. Eating clean. And meditation. Breathwork meditation in particular can help you to stimulate your pineal gland. The final way that we'll cover today to access our goddess energy is through our melanin. Melanin is darkness and the root of all life. Melanin is an expressed intelligence. It is our deep, dark matter consciousness. Everything has melanin. Melanin is found in the soil, plants, trees, animals, humans, and the cosmos. Melanin protects our organs and skin, acting as a natural sunscreen and anti-aging agent. Melanin is found in stillness and connects us to the great cosmic mother. It acts as a semiconductor and emits energy. Melanin allows us to attract and align with the energy we are putting forth. So activating your melanin is a great way to tap into our goddess energy. I'll leave you with this final thought. Your DNA is like a hard drive that stores your divine energy blueprint. This blueprint can be read and reprogrammed, and information from electromagnetic waves or light can determine your DNA. Thus, you can engineer your goddess frequency, encode your DNA, and shape your destiny. The power is yours. That's what I have for you today in Season 5 of Sacred Love Lessons, Be Your Own Guru, 12 Secrets of the Sacred Seva. Wherever you're tuning in the world, don't forget to click that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until we speak again, be the light.